What would two moments from your trip do you feel most immersed in God?
They've all had the question, so they should be right.
Jerusalem is just so busy, there's so many people, like, it's wild, and that moment of pause, you could actually think about, oh, this is where Christ died and rose from the dead. So I'm going to say that. And the same thing with the adoration, where I think leading up to that point, we were all just like exhausted, tired. It'd been like a 35 degree day, 100% humidity, hundreds of people trying to get to the one place, not enough place to sleep, so we're trying to figure out that. And it was like dusty, and everyone's just like had enough almost. And you just have this pause in all the chaos, and you really like, yeah, when you find God in the silence, like, I think that just comes through that moment of adoration. I think it was a 20-minute setting, it was adoration. So it was, yeah, it was definitely those 2 minutes.
Okay, my first profound experience, it didn't come from Lisbon, it came from Rome, but it spoke pretty profoundly to me, so I'm going to include it. So, it was outside of the Vatican in St. Peter's Square, and there were about 20 to 30 Carmelite monks. They were proceeding with this, all the boys of which I'm going to share this story now with them. They were proceeding with a 2-ton statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and Seth Benson made a joke, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we just helped them carry it and just acted like nothing was wrong, just like suddenly helped them. And at one point, one of the monks looked at us and they crowded at least 500 people. They gestured to us boys to come and help them out. And that was awesome because anyone could have been picked, but our DOJ group is selected. And what it was really to me was that we were given such a unique opportunity to pay respect and reverence to the mother of Jesus in such a unique and marvelous way. I don't think I'll ever get that experience again. And yeah, that's it for that. The second one was, and it might not seem to have relevance at first, but when I get to the end, I think it might make more sense. So we're in a bus of like a lot of people, at least 200 people. Most of the DOJ group had gone to the right side, while Reese Clark and I had gone to the far left side of the bus. Now, because Reese is a tower of a man, DOJ on the right side could see Reese, but because I'm much shorter, they assumed I went missing. So then Christian Triscari, he made this announcement on the bus. He was like, guys, I have a sad announcement to make. My friend Josh has gone missing, but just in case he is on the bus, can I get a J? And can I get an O? And he was just pretty hilarious. He started chanting for my name. And then it culminated into, we love Josh. We love Josh. And that left a really warm and fuzzy feeling in my heart. But why I think that was of spiritual importance was because all of these strangers who I didn't share anything common in at all, we were all under the same, like, substance, united just by the fact we shared the same Catholic faith, and because we had a shared love of Christ. And because of that shared love of Christ and that Catholic faith, people who knew nothing about me were actually concerned about me, like concerned that I could genuinely be lost at like midnight in Lisbon. So that I felt like really cared for, and I felt cared for because we were all preaching.
I'm very interested in Training 7. One of the times that I had the most immersive on was during adoration on Saturday night. Like, I was going too much out of food that time, but pretty expensively. But just like the stark contrast between the chaos of everyone kind of settling into where they were staying. Like, people were packed in tightly in this area we were sleeping. Like, it was just like outdoor natural park, and people were like, Sunday, just like absolutely packed in. It's the chaos of people trying to find a place to like sleep, just the noise, people yelling, people getting like excited, people getting hyped up, and just all of that disappeared as soon as like Jesus came out of the sacrament, it was absolutely silence.
which is so beautiful. And the other time was earlier this year. We decided spontaneously while we were in Spain, we wanted to take a day trip to this random tiny country on the border between France and Spain. It's called Andorra. And it's just this like, yeah, I don't know how it exists or why it exists, but it's just like this really small kind of country. And it's just, like, we're looking for something to do for a day trip. We decided to go, there was like a 3-hour bus trip to Barcelona where we were staying. And in the middle of the, I think it's called the Pyrenees, now. And it's just, like, getting there, hopping off this bus, and just looking around at just these, like, beautiful, beautiful mountains. Just like the, I don't know, just like, yeah, just everything, the whole environment around us. Just, it's like, it was just so beautiful. I can show you photos afterwards, but they're just, yeah, just being able to spend the whole day exploring this beautiful, just like, country, it's like, once creation is surrounding me. I don't know, it's like really hit me that, yeah, like God has created this for me and for us. And I think, yeah, it was just such a beautiful, beautiful experience. So, like, I think, yeah, it just really hit me in an unique way that, like, hadn't really hit me, like, before. Just like, how amazing God is and how beautiful God is. Yeah, just like spending a whole day in here with beautiful creation is awesome.
Makes you wish you'd spend that $8,000 on it. Alright, for the sake to keep the tick tocking, I'm just probably going to like ask the question. If you guys just get your hand up, be like, yeah, I have something to say, just in case you may need to think about it or whatever. That's, I think, the format I'm going to go for. As you can see, authority back. So, next question. Do you feel like God has worked a way in you from this experience that has brought about in you something new or something different that was probably not there before or in your day? Or just this experience? Yeah, do you mind?
I've got this from you now. I'm like an experience that really stick out to me, like this wasn't as memorable as hands off, so I think it needed to be really there. Yeah. It's still good though. You taught me to appreciate all unique members that form the body of the church. World Youth Day placed me in an environment where I talk to people from all walks of life who share very little with me. The important similarity I share with all of them is that they were all of the Catholic faith. So irrespective of how different I may be to different members of my Catholic community, God taught me to focus on the power and beauty of what we share in common. The most important thing is that we should talk to embrace our shared enthusiasm of Jesus.
From the memory question, I think something new that God really brought out of me was I think a lot of my mind had assumed that when I was in a place of struggling in my faith or my closest to relationship with God would then extend to how the other lived my life with Christ and spread the good news. And I thought that it was like a correlation. It's like you're, I don't know, it's like this way, but it's like you're struggling and you just kind of feel so shame, you just don't talk about it or spread the word. And there was a point where I was, where was I? I'd done something really radical. I'd extended my trip by way to go to Sicily, and I was staying with a couple of people, and I'd been really saddened by the kind of the state of the like of the culture. culture, the people, and what was happening, because I come from such like a place of happiness and joyfulness, but a lot of these people had been earning like the equivalent of like $7 Australian per hour. Like, they'd been earning such little money. I've family and cousins, and in Sicily, you go out at night time, you go to the bar, and talk to all these young people, and I don't speak a word of Italian, didn't know Italian, right? This point was still. Unfortunately, in Sicily, there's a really huge drug problem, and really bad where. Because people don't have time, they can't really do things, they can't really go study at uni, those sort of things. A lot of people go to drugs. And I was sitting there in this bar, and I was sitting with one of my cousin's friends. And I was talking to him, and having this chat about like, why you're from Australia. I was like, I don't know why, I'm just honest, I miss you. And then he proceeds to ask me, he goes, do you take drugs? And I'm like, no, I don't take drugs, it's not. And he goes, and he was so shocked, like, he almost like pulled out of his seat. I was so confused why I would say no. And at this point I was like, someone's talking out of the sense of the and he goes like, why don't you, like, do this? And I said to him, I was like, look, because I don't know, I don't want to do it, and two, I have faith, and I don't think I need to do that to make my life happy. I don't think I need to make it more joyful, and I think I have more happiness in my relationship, but I don't need that temporary satisfaction. And I think this is all over Google Translate. And he's like, wow, I've never met anyone that has said that to me. And at this point, I'm like, I think it's just normal, like, my opinion. And he goes, and he just opens up about his life. I won't go into too much, he just opens up about his like, parents and struggles and everyone struggling with all these things. And he was so taken aback by me just saying no. And next thing I know, I'm sitting there in the bar in Sicily, and the man next to me is just crying. And he's just crying because I don't think he had ever seen like a person kind of say, I don't know, like, I think it was just God working through me. And the reason why I kind of said this question is through Revelation is in that moment, I didn't feel like I was on his mission team and I could like preach in front of 1,000 people. I did not feel that fire in me. But I was just having a conversation in Sicily at a bar with a random guy. And the world was just working for him in such a profound way that I didn't think he could do before. So, yeah.
Amen.
Long story.
That's fine.
I think Lionel was going. No?
No, okay, fair enough. Well, that's awesome. That's reasonable. I need to jump right into the next question unless you want some spontaneous stuff too. Easy. Alright, so what were two or one experiences of realizing how important being a part of the body of Christ is? And why did that or those experiences impact you so greatly? I suppose the most obvious thing, and I suppose I'll talk about, is that just seeing that many people of faith in one place, especially of our age and demographic, because just like it doesn't really happen here. You just don't really see it. And this is going back to like 40th in Sydney. It's like, I didn't think there was a church that big until I was there and could see it. And here that was, four times the amount of people. Like the amount was even greater than that. And it was cool to not just understand that, yeah, we all believe the same thing, but we're also different. We come from so many different pathways and routes in life that than where you meet even amongst these mountains. Where you meet even amongst the masses, because the Lord Himself has made us who we are. And we can partake in the body of Christ and bring a bit of ourselves to this giant conglomerate of human beings that are all there to praise the Lord, no matter how chaotic and crazy it was. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to
call. We were seeing that many people there as the body of Christ. In a very different way. Sam was saying, everything was happening all at the same time. There was no real time to stop and get a quiet moment towards the beginning, I could think, oh, we're at Wilmington, we're hitting out those tablets, I want to be able to spend quiet time in prayer. Just me and you. Very quickly I realized, I don't know whether that was actually the point of what we did. Experiencing Christ's presence in the people around me, I think more powerfully than I ever could have in, being there. In particular, I just learning to experience people around me in a way just as powerful as when I'm just by myself taking time to pray and reflect with the Lord. It was just such a beautiful experience. And even my adoration on Saturday night, yes, it was silence before the Lord, but it wasn't. What made it special was that it wasn't me and Jesus, it was us and Jesus. It was the body of Christ coming, to be with Christ. There was a beautiful kind of union in that. And experiencing that Mass the next day as well, with, all of that 1.5 million people, was just so beautiful. And then, within that, there was a unity that we as a group also had. We as a group, we're also in a way, supposed to be the body of Christ as our own small, just Australian group. There was a unity that we had as a big, how many hundreds, thousands, millions of people, but as a small Australian group, there was a unity that we kind of grew into as well. grew into the body of Christ as we travelled around Lisbon and met people and encountered people. Just the unity that we had as Christ to the people that we met around us, both people that were here today, but also people who just were random people who lived in Lisbon or tourists who unfortunately were most unlikely tourists in the world and just the way that we were able to come together and be Christ to those people, the way that we were Christ to the people at Lord Youth Day, the way that us as people at Lord Youth Day came together to be Christ, experience Christ in both each other, but also experience the unity of what it means to be Christ with each other, in such a powerful way, rivaled for me anything that I've ever experienced in an Adoration Chapel. Was just so beautiful and really kind of communicated to me the power of us as the body of Christ and who we are and who we can be in the world. That Christ isn't just found in the Adoration Chapel and my quiet time of Christ spent in prayer with Jesus, but he's found in the people around me in a way more powerful spirit, one way than I've experienced before. That's a bit long winded, but that's kind of my experience.
A profound thing that helped me to realise how important it is being a member of the body of the church. Once again, it doesn't come from Lisbon, so I might get flamed for this. I'm giving another example from Rome. It's unfortunately a Lisbon board anymore, it's just been a European board. So when I was standing outside the Colosseum, I was reflecting on how many Catholics must have died in order for me to be able to freely embrace the amount of freedom I have as a Catholic today. And I'm sure those Catholics who died, they would say whatever, either underestimated or not fully appreciated how much impact their death and involvement as members of the body of the church will have on, has had on us. So why I think that's important to us today is to reflect on, well, what are we doing as members of the body of the church, and what profound impact are we going to have on members of the church in the future, what legacy are we going to leave in? And that's going to be it. I really want to advise you about how God really works through the body, like the body of Christ. I think you articulated that so beautifully. We're actually on to the last question, and we're kind of killing it for time, so good stuff. And Josh, yeah, I think we'll do our own wisdom review of last question. What do you think this experience will have on your lives of God working through you, out to others? Through you and out to others, I guess.
Right, this one is going to be, it's quite short, and it's also a bit of a follow-on from the last answer I gave, and it's, I'm just going to read what I read. It says, just as those Christian forefathers did not perhaps understand the long-lasting legacy of their sacrifice, we too mustn't underestimate the impact that God can have when we allow Him to work in our lives. And that's what came to mind with that question. Just nice and simple.
The Pope said at the final mass, do not be afraid. And I think there was a lot of fear in me through sharing the gospel to people that I'm closest to, but also to the people in my everyday. And I've felt the courage recently to invite more people to just random things and talk about Christ a bit more boldly through my speech. I'll share a story, it's a long story. So I was in Lisbon just after Lonely Days, and this is a Lisbon story. And I'm catching up with a couple of mates that I met at all these days, anyway. And I got on the bus, and I just got off, and I threw up my phone to message them, and my data ran out. And I'm like in the middle of this bit with no data, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is not good, my maps doesn't work. So I'm just like, what do I do? So I asked this random person that I see walking on the street, like, this like huge guy. And I'm like, hey, you speak English? And he's like, yeah, man, like, of course. He's like, I was like, oh, do you mind if I borrow your hotspot? He's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, thanks, man. Anyway, I'm like, oh, so, you know, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I just came from World Youth Day. And I was like, oh, sick. I was like, that's cool. I just came from World Youth Day. And he goes, like, oh, where are you from? And he's like, oh, I'm from Singapore. And he's from Singapore, and I'm from Australia. And he goes, you're like, you're from Australia? And everyone was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And then what I didn't realize was that he's like, I'm going to Australia in December. And I'm like, no, oh, December, January. I'm like, no way, when are you going to Australia? He goes, like, I'm not a Perth. And I'm like, what's the chances of this guy going to Perth? Anyway, I find my friends and I'm like, oh, surely you should join along for lunch. And we get talking. And he's part of this charismatic community in Singapore. And not only is he charismatic, but he's like just on fire with his faith. And I was like, telling him about her, and he's like, yeah, he's really excited. And he's like, talking about how, I don't know how to share, but he's talking about like, you're just like thinking about the priesthood and like religious life and like doing mission, and I was like, I feel the wine tea. Who knows? Maybe it's a all alcohol, you know, it's 20% of any, you know, who knows? So, yeah. Do not be afraid of asking people for their hotspot.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, like, Lani got back, Tuesday, I think, was it? Tuesday night? There's another story in there where, he extended his trip 2 weeks and we ended up on the same flight back, of all things. it was wild. So I haven't really reflected that much on the whole experience. There was a lot that happened the whole time, trying to, like, get all the little bits together. But I think going forward, definitely the points I felt got the most were in between those really silent places and being with everyone else that we were participating with World Youth there. That idea that, like, as a community, as a body, that's where we encounter Christ as well. Our faith is both our own, but also part of this bigger community. And I think going forward, I think experiences maybe want you, I don't know if explore is the right word, but put more effort and thought into participating in both of those areas of my own life. I do tend to, I'm a very isolatable person. I can be by myself a lot, and I enjoy that, but not just being by myself without a reason or purpose, but being by myself to know and understand God more, but also putting myself in places where, I might be tired or I might not be as excitable, but spending time with the rest of the people around me that I'm wanting to participate in the same journey that I'm participating.
Seeing so many people, there's so many young people, like people I meet from all sorts of different countries, all sorts of different places, coming together, just like really keeping, like especially as like somebody who's worked and done volunteered, like sort of ministry, or really kind of youth ministry. There's this big kind of rhetoric around like the church aging and we're coming to an end, and young people don't want to join the church, young people don't care about Christianity. And just like coming away with just a really strong reminder that, like, actually, like, at the end of the day, we are fighting a battle that's already been won by Christ, and that's actually like experiencing that in a new way over there. It's going to be a real like encouragement to bring that experience over here, but like, all of the, just like how friendly and how amazing and how like eager to like experience other people over there, to just like witness the lives of other people. Well, there's a beautiful experience that we had. Stefan and I ended up on the middle night, staying up to like 2:30 in the morning, chatting to this random group of like French Canadians and Mexicans and Spanish people, just like a bunch of us in the circle, just like chatting for ages. And just the willingness and openness that, like, we had over there, wanting to bring that over here, and just like make that the experience that we have, just like in the everyday when we encounter people individually and as a group, when we're together, whether this is like young girls hanging out wherever, like it is, like making it to actually go outside of ourselves to like witness Christ in the world. I think just an encouragement to do that way more, in the way that I encounter people. It's just as simple as like checking out at a shopping centre or like just being the joy of Christ in the world, and bringing that into the lives of the people around me. That's probably the biggest thing I've taken away.
I remember, it's actually the start of the trip when me and Lionel were scooting around Tel Aviv on our, like, scooters, trying to get to Mass. It's interesting because when we were in Israel, as well as Rome as well, and our World Youth Day, there was just this sense in the public sphere of, like, everyone knows their neighbour. even if they're, you know, religious or in the secular world, everyone just, you know, can start a conversation with anyone on the street. And the only place, in the book, the only place I felt that in Australia is in community itself. I think coming back, there's a little bit of a culture shock, especially at work, where I think a lot of the time, in the Australian secular culture, it's very isolating. For a lot of people, you know, they try to, you know, mind their own business, or, you know, saying hi, but not really actually caring about the other person. So it's gave me, you know, a great appreciation of what community is, you know, more like from every, like, corners of the earth, but we're all bounded by our faith together and traveling on the same journey. So I guess that's what I kind of got out of it, just being grateful for, yeah, community.
We're just about spot on the time. It is 4:58. Wow. I don't know if you guys have any final comments or if any of you guys have any questions. I'm pretty happy to wrap it up, but like, that's a burning question on my heart. Speak up, it could be God. If not, ask afterwards by yourselves. I think it's going to be so worth it.
No?
I have a question.
Oh, is it actually that old Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to smack him and shit. How did you keep in contact with each other? You're in a group of food in large public spaces. Were there any, like, techniques you used to, like, stay in contact with one another?
Prayer.
Don't say prayer. Did you guys have phones in here? So, before we got to Lisbon, the majority of us, yeah, all of us were kind of travelling together, and so we'd come up with random call signs that we found entertaining. We'll go and roam, like, one of the random restaurants we saw that was closed, it was called Chicken Hut, and so we would shout that at the top of our lungs whenever we could find anyone else we didn't know. Chicken Hut was a very common phrase. We also found it very hilarious to shout "help" at the top of our lungs because no one else really understood, but we could very much tell exactly what anyone else was if they were shouting "help."
Also, another thing, when you're like in a crowd of 1.5 million, you hold each other's like backpacks, and you like walk in a line, and we have this massive Australian flag, and like. It was so hectic, but that essentially it together. Like, we would sing we didn't really have any Australian chants. We'd be like, oh, sorry, sorry. And it would be louder than everyone else, but there was like only like 20 of us. Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was so loud. Yeah, so it was like,
cover the grounds.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that was it.
Well, that's it for time. Look, James, I'm glad we remember what needs to be remembered and that we forget what needs to be forgotten and where it's like that is. People, these guys.
Yeah.
That's it.